want to be in that moment. One of the rising stars entrants right now on the main stage, Mr. David Gravel. And the night is far from over. Still to come, closing the main stage, Ben Nicky. And he was just here in the artist area. We're joined by a group of great artists again in the studio here. First of all, Mr. Gareth Emery, Ace Ventura, and Airwave, starting with Gareth. He literally ran into the studio a minute ago. What was it like to be back on the State of Trance Festival for you?
That was amazing. I was very nervous before. I don't know why he was with me tonight. I was absolutely terrified.
Why?
I don't know. You rocked it, my friend.
Don't worry.
I've done it enough times. After 10 minutes had gone by fine, I was like, all right, this is amazing. But such a good crowd out there today.
And, crazy,
yeah? Yeah, absolutely mad. Singing along to every song, incredible.
Yeah, we were watching your set here backstage, and we're seeing you going crazy. Was there a specific highlight in your set?
You know, I wasn't planning on playing any old school hits, and then I dropped Sandstorm in the middle just because why not, and that was a really fun one.
I know, it was going off.
Yeah, but some of the new ones as well, like seeing the new ones go down well. Such an open-minded crowd, right? Old tracks, new tracks, everything seemed to, you know, get a good reaction.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thanks so much again for coming down here. I just wanted to tell that personally. Yeah. We really do appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Anytime.
And just coming off the Psytrance stage, I was there just a little bit before. It was absolutely going off, completely rammed. How was it for you, Ace Ventura?
It was amazing. It was totally packed when I went on. Amazing atmosphere, and really happy to see Psytrance been received so well in the Netherlands, actually.
Yeah, because I know I was talking earlier to Daydin and other Psytrance guys. I mean, is this like stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, playing in an event like this?
Yeah, I mean, first time in a State of Trance. I've played some commercial events, but the Netherlands is such a big event, never. So it was amazing experience. Thanks so much.
Did you see a lot of your like real diehard Ace Ventura fans here
tonight? I saw a few. I've been playing a few years in the Sci-Fi Festival in Leeuwarden, so I recognize a few Dutch fans, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks again so much for coming down.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
And something I'm really proud of, the creator and one of the founding fathers of modern trance music. I actually worked with this guy making tracks back in the day, and he's part of a new area that we were launching this year for ASOT 850 called the Progressive Area. Mr. Airwave, what's up?
Hi, everyone. What about you guys? I'm really great. I had a great vibe on the Progressive stage. People were absolutely mental over there, and spotted a lot of my fans, my personal fans, so I was really happy with it.
Well, you're very popular in the Netherlands, did you know that? You have quite a fan base here.
Yeah, I kind of saw that, and I could check it once again today, so I was really happy.
So what's your take on like the return of the progressive sound? Because we feel like Psytrance obviously is very, very popular, but the next step for me is that a lot of young fans, especially young women, actually, and I know I don't want to sound degrading saying that, but it is true. There's a lot of women here tonight who are having an amazing time. And not only women, women between 18 and 24. That is a new thing. Is that something that you saw as well?
Yeah, I could spot that as well. Young age between all of my, you know, old school fans as well. But yeah. I could spot a lot of younger people in the crowd. And it's just went nuts over there. You know, they're really into that 122, 126 BPM range. And they just go for it. You know?
So you think we should do the progressive stage again next year?
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much again to all three of you.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
And I'm definitely going to check out your sets because they're all being recorded and somebody sends them to me. I hope you witness one of their sets. Again, all the areas of A State of Trance are being broadcasted live and for free for you to check out on ASOT.TV. But right now we go back to the main stage. Turn it up for Mr. David Gravel. David Gravel live from the Yardbirds in Utrecht. Still an hour and a half to go. Hope you're enjoying the live stream on ASOT.TV. After David, we have a closer of tonight, and he was really in demand. He played the State of Trance before. It's so good to have him back. Ben Nicky is with us right now. Ben, are you looking forward to squeeze the energy out of the people today?
I hope they've got some energy left, man, because your set absolutely smashed it.
Oh, thank you.
I saw Gareth just end on hardcore, so I just feel like, where am I going to go from here? The Pagaba or something? Yeah.
No, but there's a lot of people who are specifically for you, so you're really having a growing fan base as well in America as well. We saw that, and I see people walking around with Ben Nicky t-shirts and stuff like that.
It's probably the majority. It's probably Belfast and Glasgow. It's like the mad, the fanatical kind of great guy, like just really nice young people that have really helped me like kind of grow over the last couple of years. So
any surprises in your set that are coming up?
Not really, to be honest with you. Because it's towards the end, I thought I'd bring some classics back in for people that just want to like kind of reminisce over the whole night and have a good time, and maybe a couple of cheeky new ones in there as well, and obviously the remix for you as well. So
yeah, that's amazing. Thanks.
Thank
again
you.
142, wow.
Yeah, well, you set the bar with 138. I was like, where do I go from here? Yeah.
Talking about 138, the man that will close the Who's Afraid of 138 stage. In his second trance life, I should say, one of the founding fathers of trance music and a legend, and I'm sure you guys know, a gatecrasher, Mr. Scott Bond. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, it's so good to see you, man. You teamed up with Charlie Walker a few years back.
We brought him with us.
I'm here.
He's here as well. What brought you back on the radar with trance? I mean, you took a few years off and now you're back.
I had a little break, I had some children, obviously, like we all do, and I had a little break and then just decided to come back, and it started happening for me and for Gatecrasher and the whole thing, really. It's really exciting at the moment.
And I heard you're throwing Gatecrasher events as well,
yeah,
in the UK back
then. It's our 25th birthday coming up this year.
Oh.
October, 25th birthday.
Is it 25 years?
Sadly, it is.
Well, you used to be the only trance brand back in the day.
Yeah.
Gatecrasher was like the pinnacle. That was it, you know.
Yeah, and we had you a few times. I remember we took you from Cream to Gatecrasher over the mountains. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I remember that. I remember also playing Zombie Nation for the first time, and nobody recognized what it was because it was on an Italian label back then. It's so good to see you, man. Really can't wait to hear your set. If you want to catch Scott Bond, you don't have to miss a single second of his set. His entire set is being broadcasted on the Who's Afraid of 138 stage. Go to ASOT.TV and you can hear it. So thanks a lot, man. And really good to see you again.
You too.
And we have more trance royalty in the studio right now. He's actually one of the founding fathers of this particular radio show as well. Not a lot of people know that. And he's also a legendary producer and DJ, and he absolutely rocked the stage. John Askew.
So good evening.
Try to explain your experience tonight. What was it like?
It was incredible, actually. Really, really, really amazing setup. The sound was phenomenal. Production, a State of Trance production. It gets better and better every single year, and the crowd were energetic, passionate, and educated.
Be honest, do you play a different set when you come to Utrecht, or are you playing full-on John Askew?
No, I play the same wherever I go. Sometimes it works, sometimes I clear clubs. So.
And did it work tonight?
I hope so, but I'm probably not the person to ask. From where I was standing, it looked fantastic.
Cool. Well, thanks so much again, man.
Yeah, thanks
and
for
thanks
having
for
me.
Everything you're doing for this radio show again. And last but not least, I'm super happy he's here. One of the nicest guys that everybody keeps telling me that.
Thank you, man.
You're part of the new progressive stage, Guy Baroni.
Really appreciate it, man. Really, really appreciate it. It's such a kind of dream for me being here, among these trans guys. And
how's your set been on the progressive stage?
Awesome, awesome. Really enjoyed it. And the progressive stage is so passionate as well. So I've seen so many progressive hands up in the air. It was amazing.
Are you busy DJing? Do you do a lot of gigs in the year?
Thanks God, they are growing up in the last month, so I'm quite happy about that. I'm really working a lot on the studio right now, to improve myself in many different productions.
Well, thanks again for your two lovely remixes that you did. I mean,
definitely.
We're big, big fans, so keep up the good work.
Oh, damn, man. Same here. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, man.
Guy Baroni, I'm sure you guys are feeling the love that we give for all these amazing artists that come here. We try to keep the interviews as short as possible. We don't want to talk too much through these amazing DJ sets. Let's quickly hurry back to the rest of Mr. David Gravel. Turn it up. a State of Trance Utrecht. How we feeling? Let me see those hands up for Mr. David Gravel. Come on, put them up, put them up, put them up, put them up.
State of Trance 850 from Utrecht. Be in the moment with David Gravel.
State of Trance 850 live from the Jaarbeurs Utrecht. David Gravel is rocking the main stage right now. Just before he went on, a little recording with him in the Rec Room. Let's have a listen.
The Rec Room, Ruben Durand.
David, first of all, welcome to the State of Trance, back again. In your previous sets, you played a lot of reworked classics. Did you plan anything like that today as well?
Yeah, to be honest, I have like three new remixes of very old trance tracks.
Which one?
Oh, Love Comes Again. Also, Universal Nation.
So Push.
With Push. So, that's gonna be sick.
What else are you gonna play tonight? Can we expect some new David Gravel music in the future? Because it's been a while since we had a new single. We need more music of you, man.
I think tonight everybody will be in for a very nice treat because I've been working for a month on music, so that's gonna be awesome.
Last year you released a compilation called Discover. Is it gonna be a follow-up this year as well, or are you working on something else?
I think the next thing that I will be working on is my first album. I have a lot of ideas that I want to put on the album, so that's gonna be another exploring adventure, so it's gonna be sick.
A State of Trance.